Spiegel and Holmes.
Matt Forte.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes, with you and Spiegel. You know, it's good to be back with you guys.
Afternoons on the Score.
What would getting wrong back in for the offense?
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm excited to have him back. We were talking a few weeks ago when he went down before pregame. Texted him after the game, said, "I got you. And, we'll get to the playoffs and we'll handle business when you come back. But I need you back healthy and ready to go."
You know, in a lot of ways for Caleb, you know, it's his blankie.
His blankie felt a little diminutive to say that. While back, Caleb's blankie, he's had to exist without it. He's had to get warm using a sheet. And maybe a quilt and some other stuff.
I think that he has found a couple of different comforters and quilts, and that is the beauty of this offense, is that as Ben Johnson has come in, more and more, because if we did the whole like through line of how this season has gone, there have been multiple times where you could say, oh, that's Caleb's guy. Because if we go back 3 months ago, it was Olamide Zaccheaus.
In terms of checkdowns and frequent targets, there was a couple-week period recently where it felt like Luther Burden was emerging.
There was a couple-week period where it was DJ Moore.
Without a doubt. And then last week, far and away, it was Colston Loveland.
Who I think might be...
Whose route tree has expanded.
Going forward.
Yeah. What did Brady call him? Baby Gronk or Mini Gronk?
Yeah.
Either way.
Well, JT O'Sullivan, like you were talking about on this week's film breakdown, compared him to Travis Kelce. So no pressure, kid.
Maybe perhaps we should check back in with JT.
I think that'd be a good call.
Yeah.
That'd be a very good call.
We'd love to talk with him because he's always really good.
Yeah. The big news is Rome Odunze is going to be back. That was Caleb Williams today. Excited about having Rome Odunze back. And he is the third leading receiver on this team. In terms of yardage, Loveland is your leading receiver on the regular season, followed by DJ Moore, then Rome, then Luther Burden.
That's wild.
All four of them over 650 yards. And our guy Matt Forte was part of the last Bears quartet to be over, have four of them over 600 yards.
A really good quartet that they had, too.
Martellus Bennett, Brandon Marshall, Ashlon Jeffrey.
Jeff Fiers.
Like his brother Haywood, Jeff Fiers.
That's right.
And Matt Forte. But all right, so there you go. So Rome is back. Is he the number one? That's not how this offense works, though, anymore, is
that's,
it?
That,
what, I, is, what is the number one receiver? And see, because here's the thing. On this team, there is a primary target on every play. Ben has talked about it a lot. Caleb has talked about it a lot. So who is the primary target most often in a given week? That's how we should define number one receiver on this team.
I think in 5 years, when you call me to do a guest spot on this show, and I'm sitting in a cafe in Montreal.
Who's my partner?
Ironically, Barry Rosner. Ironically, Barry is like, you know what? I think I'm back in.
It's time.
And then you guys are bothering me when I'm sitting in a cafe in Montreal. I think we'll look at this time and be like, hey, you remember when Colston Loveland started to emerge? Because I think that that's going to be the primary target.
When? This weekend?
I think overall. I think moving forward.
We'll look back and we'll say Loveland, like the way that Gronk emerged for Brady.
Or Kelce emerged for Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's going to be the primary guy.
Who's the number one wide receiver?
Now, that question is very difficult to answer.
Well, go 5 years from now. Go to that cafe in Montreal.
I'm probably talking to you about Luther Burden.
I think you are, too.
Because of his run after the catch ability. But here's the great part of it, Spiegs. When you have an offense that's multiple, when you have multiple threats all over the place, it makes you so much harder to defend. It's not like what DJ Moore experienced his first couple years as a Bear and the four previous years when he was in Carolina. It's not like that. I don't know if they have a traditional X, because even DJ isn't a traditional X. He's been an X, and he's been a pretty damn good one. But he's not what you draw up as the traditional guy. Rome is what you draw up.
Well, how about this? That deep ball to DJ Moore that ends up intercepted, okay? If that's Rome, he is 100% jumping up and trying to make that catch and is a big target, it's damn near a 50-50 ball. Like, it's not quite 50-50, but they were one-on-one, and then the safety comes over and creates trouble.
Either way, but they don't like 50-50 balls.
I know. But if you're going to throw them out there to give your guy a chance in a situation like that, you want your big body theoretical Guagi guy to go out and get it.
I don't have to choose. Caleb has to choose on every play and every down. But if I was going to choose in a moment where I needed a huge play, DJ would be high on my list of guys that I would go to.
Oh, man. But all right, so here's the thing. If we're talking about if Caleb's got to choose, if he's got to go back and say, because I think we're talking about Ben choosing. Like, I'm curious as to who Ben would put
him
as the primary.
Him setting his primary?
Yeah.
And I do think that he has chosen, and it hasn't been DJ.
It's Loveland. This past week, it was Loveland. And when it's fourth down, it's Loveland. When it's third down, sometimes it's him. With a full boat of possibilities. God. All right, let's go with you with your perspective first, of Caleb's perspective. Who do you have the most confidence in? You know, who you're gonna, to me, it's that DJ interception took a little shine off my DJ trust for me.
That's for you, but you have
the DJ trust was building for those two.
You have to counterbalance that with the incredible catch that he made to win the Packers game and the incredible catch that he made on an impossible throw against Cleveland, and then his entire resume.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's from Caleb's perspective, I don't know. From Caleb's perspective now with Rome back, it's like...
But what version of Rome are we talking about? Like, that plays a role, too. How many snaps is he going
to
play?
And, like, what patterns is he running? So let's go to Ben, because Ben drives this offense. Who is Ben making the primary receiver on the most targets this weekend? On the most routes this weekend, who is the primary receiver? If you had to guess, honest question. Now, who you think, but what's Ben going to do?
Primary receiver or primary pass catcher? Because it's Loveland to me.
Pass catcher.
It's Colston Loveland.
I agree. I agree that.
I think he's a bad matchup for the Packers.
I totally agree. I think he's a bad matchup for a lot of teams.
Agreed.
And he's a bad matchup for the Packers. And I think Colston Loveland is going to be your primary pass catcher the most. And who's number two? Luther?
With his run after the catch ability, it would be hard for me to say that it's not Luther Burton.
And then Rome, and then DJ?
I would probably still lean towards DJ until I know exactly how healthy Rome is. Mm. But look, these are all great problems to have.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Situationally, I want to run a fade to Rome. I want to run a short little slant to either DJ or Luther. And get those guys running.
You could have them run crossing routes like, you know, the Lions did to you last week. And you could do that.
Do that with DJ.
That's what I'm saying. Luther and DJ.
Luther and DJ
routes.
Running those little crossers. I mean, that's what I thought DJ was going to be.
What he should be.
I thought DJ was going to be the Amon-Ra St. Brown of this version of the Detroit offense.
He might still be.
Well, don't you think he should be, theoretically? But it hasn't clicked like that. And I don't know if that's usage or what. But it has been surprising to me that we haven't seen more of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, whenever you see him running those like quick outs to the boundary where he has to turn his head and flip his hips real quick and make a contested catch, I'm like,
what are we doing?
Exactly. It seems like a wasted down.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, who you should be using for what.
Isn't this a wonderful place to be, though, Speaks?
It's really nice.
Where it's like, where does the ball get to go? What type of player might be more impactful this particular week?
And Luther Burton wasn't even healthy for the last Packers game, and Rome has not been healthy for either of them.
Mm-hmm. All that said, I hope they run the ball down Green Bay's freaking throat.
Trash run defense.
Just
go get it.
Go attack those people. In the run game, don't be afraid of your outside zone like you were that one time up in Green Bay. Just go ahead and be you in the run game.
It's on the card.
Yeah,
this texter says that your partner in 5 years will be Baby T. And you know what? You're right, texter.
It'll be a hell of a show. Speaks and Baby T show. Well, probably Baby T and
That's
Speaks.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, my BTS. Goodness. Baby T and Speaks.